hundreds of union workers turned out to testify before the Anchorage Assembly last night against an ordinance that would limit unions. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Cars driving by honked their horns in support of protesters at the corner of Denali and 36th outside Lusac Library. That's where I found Kimberly, holding a red and black sign in support of unions and her dad, a union member who works for the Anchorage School District.
I know he works very hard for what he does, and so I want to support him with that because he supported me for so long.
Kimberly's dad, Tom, says his job isn't at stake because he's not a municipal employee. But Tom says if the mayor's proposed ordinance does pass, he's afraid his job could be next.
I think the big fear is the reduction in their standard of living for your middle class people. We're just tired of seeing the erosion of the middle class. We want to make the middle class strong. That's why this country became real strong, is because of the middle class, not because we have rich and poor with nobody in between.
Tom and Kimberly didn't want to use their last name. Near the library entry, it was a sea of more red and black signs, and a saxophone serenaded protesters. Officials estimate there could have been around 1,000 people at the hearing, which took place in the Anchorage Assembly Chambers at the Lusac Library. The Wilder Marsden Theater was opened with live broadcasts from Assembly Chambers, and others crowded into the entry to sit and stand around a TV. Inside the Assembly Chambers, it was standing room only, and a line to testify stretched from the podium to the back of the room. Mayor Dan Sullivan proposed the ordinance, which would impact approximately 2,200 municipal employees, about 3 weeks ago. It eliminates raises based on longevity and performance, links pay to a 5-year average of the Consumer Price Index, and limits benefit choices. It also eliminates the option of a strike. But its centerpiece is the introduction of managed competition, a process in which a public agency competes with private firms to provide public services. Fire and police departments, as well as emergency services, would be exempt from managed competition. Public testimony was emotional, as one municipal employee after another got up in front of the assembly to tell them the ordinance was a bad idea. Municipal worker Roy Smith, who said he's lived in Anchorage for nearly 30 years and worked for the city for a decade, said the ordinance was evil.
Almost as evil as, what do I want to compare it with? How about the movies? How about Star Wars? Darth Vader and the dark side of the Force. This is wrong. I know you mean well, and I tell you what, when I hear the radio spot that's being aired, I hear the warm, fuzzy stuff up here in my head, but down here in my gut, this is what tells me the truth. And if I feel sick.
Smith was referring to a radio ad that began airing last week featuring Mayor Sullivan talking about his proposed ordinance. Assemblymember Dick Traney asked Smith this about the radio ad.
How do you feel about your tax dollars being utilized to bring that message out to the public? $28,000 in taxpayers' dollars.
Thank you very much. I don't feel good about it at all. Not at all. Not one bit.
Julius Matthew, a resident of Eagle River, says he's been a member of the IBEW for 30 years. He says he's offended by the mayor's so-called Responsible Labor Act.
There's nothing responsible about it whatsoever. This is not about money or trying to control the spending of money. This is about control. So Sullivan wants control over thousands of hardworking men and women that have banded together in the form of unions to protect their families against guys like Dan Sullivan.
Mayor Sullivan left the Assembly Chambers about halfway through the hearing. Ordinance 37 is scheduled for a vote of the Assembly on March 12th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.